The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is planning to spray chemicals and biological agents at an abandoned Indian school in northern Oklahoma to simulate a terrorist attack. The agency says the substances are safe, and the test is needed to plan the country's response to a potential terrorist plot. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, some Oklahomans are scared, and many online commenters are skeptical.
During the mock chemical and biological attack, Homeland Security contractors will release airborne material outside buildings at the abandoned Shalako Indian Agricultural School near Newkirk. Officials say the test will help researchers understand how the substances travel, what kind of protection buildings offer, and help the government plan the best way to detect and respond to potential terrorist attacks.
So they claim.
News of the tests, one planned for early 2018 and one later in the summer, has alarmed residents near the school, which is in far northern Kay County, and it's caused a stir on both sides of the Oklahoma-Kansas border. It's also fueled Facebook discussions and petitions, online conspiracy theories, and internet watchdogs of the New World Order.
What do you think, guys? Is this some sort of secret experiment being taken out on the public that they don't want us to actually know what the real impact would be?
Anytime that you're doing something that is outside the norm, people do get concerned.
Lloyd Hugh is a Homeland Security program manager that's overseeing the tests.
So we're spraying these materials not to create a hazard, but rather to understand what the hazard would be if somebody else were to have released a hazardous material.
The federal agency has conducted similar bioterrorism tests and drills before in subway systems in Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. The Shalako School closed in the 80s. Today, the campus is leased to Oklahoma State University's Multispectral Laboratory, which conducts a lot of experiments on behalf of law enforcement and government security agencies. Hugh says the school is a good place for chemical and bioterror testing because its buildings aren't that special.
This time we're looking to understand what happens in a typical home and not so much what happens on a subway.
The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture approved a permit for the spraying. Kitty Cardwell is an OSU professor. She's not involved in the proposed tests, but has worked on similar ones. Cardwell says the chemicals and biological agents are harmless and will be sprayed in small quantities. For the winter test, the agency wants to use two powdery chemicals.
Let's start with titanium dioxide. It sounds scary. It's a chemical name. But if you look on the ingredients list in your toothpaste, in ranch dressing.
The second chemical is urea, think urine, mixed with a fluorescent dye common in things like laundry detergent. For the summer test, the security agency wants to release 1 pound of Bacillus thuringiensis. I think I said that right. This is a bacteria and a pesticide, a common ingredient in caterpillar killer dust that you might find at a big box store.
It's not more than you would be exposed to if you live next to an agricultural setting.
It's used to simulate a release of anthrax. The Shalako campus is owned by the Council of Confederated Shalako Tribes, which has requested more information about the proposed testing. Hugh, with Homeland Security, says this kind of testing is needed to know the best way to respond if there's ever a chemical or biological attack.
Should the Department of Homeland Security give emergency managers and first responders instruction that they should stay in their home and shelter in place, or should they leave the home and head in a different direction?
And he says the testing would also be helpful in case chemicals or biological agents are accidentally released, say from a plant explosion or a train derailment. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.